time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Geno Stone met with the media following the Ravens' blowout win over the Seahawks on Sunday.
Are these interceptions getting old at this point?
I dropped one today, so I'm actually mad at myself right now. But, it's good to always get an interception. I mean, not many people are able to do it. I'm getting them in bunches right now, so I got to be grateful for it.
Geno, I mean, the defense was so good overall, but John even talked about the turning point, the sudden change right with the fumble at the end of the first half. I mean, for you guys to not just make a stop, but then get the ball back and plus territory for the offense, I mean, what's that say about just your ability to be ready even when the game changes?
Yeah, you just got to go out there and put the fire out. Offense is going to make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. We got to put special teams, same thing. You got to go out there and have your brothers back. So really just having our brothers backs and going out there, put the fire out and, give them a situation to succeed in.
You see Keaton in practice every day. What's the toughest thing about stopping him on a day-to-day basis?
That boy got speed. He got speed, and I feel like he's starting to show it now. He showed glimpses in this preseason, but, I'm happy for him, rookie getting his opportunity and making the most of it.
Has he shown that tackle-breaking ability? I mean, he was
– No, that was my first time actually seeing it. That was my first time because in the preseason he really – I feel like he had the speed he was going, but him breaking tackles, especially some of the guys out there, that are known for tackling, it's pretty crazy. But I'm happy for him, though.
Geno, you held two top 10 offenses to a total of 9 points. Just do you take anything from that? And just can you talk about this group right now?
I just feel like, whenever we play a team, play better each week. I feel like last week, people weren't talking about what type of offense it was, and then we play a good offense, we want to turn it on. I feel like we always got to keep the switch on all the time. And, I feel like we showed how dominant we can really be in this league. So I feel like we got to show that each week and never really let up to who the opponent is.
You're wearing the Ed Reed hoodie. He had 9-1 season with his career. Are you taking aim for Ed's record?
Nah, I'm not putting a number on it no more. I'm just going to go out there playing my job, do what I got to do. If the ball comes to me and I get that, I'll be thankful, happy. But I'm just paying respect to the GOAT. He's the greatest safety of all time to me.
In your whole life, have you ever had a series of 4 games straight with an interception?
Yeah, my high school, I had 10 picks in 1 year. And we would play like 10 games, whatever it was. But I had a few games I had 3 in, so that kind of helped me out. But that's why I'm really not surprised. Like I know I could do it. There's an opportunity for me to go do it. That's what I'm happy for, though.
Geno, we saw Kyle Hamilton do it when you dropped an interception. It looked like when you dropped yours, he said something to you as well.
Yeah, because
what does that say about the mentality?
I'll blame him because I wiped my hands off. I said, "Here, take my hands," and I forgot to get them back. So I kind of dropped one too. So I took his hands. So sorry.
Getting Darryl back the way you guys did, it seemed like we saw Kyle in a little more unpredictable spots. I mean, is this just kind of a preview of what he can do, just moving around, doing everything for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he showed it last year. He kind of played that position all last year, and he's shown his versatility against Lions. He had 3 sacks in 1 half, which was unbelievable. But Kyle, he could do a lot for us. He could play outside if he really wants to, inside nickel, and he could play safety. So he's a type of guy that's a generational talent, and he's showing what he could do though.
How big has Vandoy been for you guys? I mean, especially late in the first half, gets back-to-back sacks, gets the strip sack. I mean, what has he added to your defense that's helped?
I mean, he added that veteran presence and a guy that knows the ball, a guy that's going to make plays. He's definitely a huge help for us. We got a bunch of guys up there. Medibike is balling right now. Brody, JD. There's plenty of guys up there that's playing ball well, and they're playing well together. So that's a great thing to have, and a bunch of veterans helping the younger guys. And we're not—I mean, we really ain't got that many young guys right now. So we're all experienced. So I feel like they're playing well together right now.
I think you're alluding to something that a couple guys have talked about, is that defensively, especially, they're all happy for each other. And you kind of being thrust in your role, guys are happy for how you're doing. Mm-hmm. What's sort of the special sauce behind that? What goes into making that culture?
I mean, we're just not being selfish. We're unselfish guys here. We want everyone to succeed in this league. You don't want to prey on anyone's downfall, especially right now as a team that we know what team we got, where we could go. So you want to be happy for everyone's success. And when everyone plays good, everything happens good for everybody else. So I feel like we got the group right now to do what we got to do, and we got to continue to do it.
How would you characterize Mike McDonald, right? Because he's overseen all of it. So
yeah.
How much of this is his influence, and how do you characterize him specifically?
It's a lot on Mike. It's his game plan he puts together each week. We just go out and show what we could do with it. He puts us in the right spots and right positions and to make plays, and it's really all him. He's got a great staff put together right now, and we got great players that go out there and make the plays that he put together.
Gene, how would you describe the confidence of this defense? I mean, it just seems like even getting 10 yards on you guys is a challenge. How would you describe the confidence that this group has?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're a team that, I mean, like you said, like, shoot, you get 10 yards on us, we're going to be upset no matter what it is. A big play, we're going to be upset, you know. We're probably going to have plays that we look on film like, dang, we could be better, way better. I mean, it's great, though. You want a defense like that because you never want to be satisfied, you know. Like I said, I'm not satisfied. I dropped the pick today, and whatever it is. But, you know, I feel like we're a bunch of – excuse my French, we're a bunch of – out there. I mean, it is what it is, and we want to be the best defense we can be.
On that note.